As the president prepares to speak Friday about changes he plans to make to the spy agency, the NSA, the New York Times is reporting that up to 100,000 computers around the world have been implanted with software that allows the NSA to conduct covert computer surveillance, even on machines not connected to the Internet, computers no one has had access to before. The information comes from documents released by NSA leaker Edward Snowden. The technology has been used since 2008. New York Times national security correspondent David Sanger is here with more. And David, the information you're basing today's reporting on was previously published. So first, why are these revelations coming to light now?
Well, I think a few things, Robin. The first is that while a number of these documents have been published by Der Spiegel, a Dutch newspaper, and so forth, to read through them, and some of them are pretty technical, I think you had to have a sense of what the NSA had been doing previously. And as you know, and we've discussed before, we did a lot of reporting in 2011, 2012 for the stories about Olympic Games, which was the operation conducted against Iran to get into the nuclear enrichment plants. Now, Iran's computers were completely walled off from the Internet, and we knew and actually withheld some of the details at that time at the request of the government about some of the technical details about how they had gotten into those systems. Once the Snowden documents were out floating around the Internet, seemed to make sense to put them all into some context.
Well, and it sounds as if this might have been, you know, maybe not missed, but not picked up on immediately, because you write it's century-old technology being updated for modern times. So we're hearing about, briefcase-sized relay stations and radio waves. How does it work?
Well, here's how it works. All electronic devices issue some kind of a radio wave. Remember back in the Cold War days, the NSA and other intelligence agencies used to aim beams at the windows of the old Soviet embassies to pick up the radio emanations from old Selectric typewriters.
Yeah.
This is a more updated way in which they put in a small circuit board into a computer that they believe could be a target, or even a thumb drive that has in it a transceiver that can send out over a covert radio frequency up to 8 miles away all the data that's going in and moving through that computer, and also gives the NSA a pathway in to inject malware. And that essentially was the technology behind Olympic Games, the operation against Iran. Now, the United States doesn't do many offensive cyber operations. They each have to be approved by the president. But there is a complete catalog of products called ANT products that basically put these transceivers into devices for target computers.
Well, but it makes sure I'm hearing this correctly. It feels as if in the past when we're having revelations about NSA spying, especially in foreign countries, the sense is that the avenue to the spying is through the Internet and through the computers. You can do it sitting in Washington, D.C.
Sure.
It sounds as if in this case, this is, you know, guys and women in trench coats putting plugging a thumb drive into somebody's computer.
Or handing that thumb drive off at a trade show to an Iranian scientist, a maintenance person, somebody who's unwitting and may put the computer in, or putting them into a laptop that they think ultimately is going to get connected into one of these internal networks. You know, governments, companies, intelligence agencies, anybody who wants to preserve their data from outside spying or manipulation, think that when they keep the computer system completely unplugged from the rest of the world, it offers real protection. It's called an air gap in the industry. And in fact, what this is telling you is what the Iranians learned the hard way. Even an air gap isn't much protection.
Well, and we know China's been accused of so much spying to steal trade secrets and intellectual property in the U.S. We're understanding that the response to finding out what the NSA is doing is that officials are saying to you that this is an active defense. In other words, they're defending against potential spying against the U.S. But what else are officials telling you on or off the record about this particular program?
Well, on this program, they're not saying very much, but there's not a whole lot for them to say since the complete product book of these programs was published by Der Spiegel at the end of last year. It comes from the Snowden archive. But other Snowden documents, if you put them together, give you a sense of the architecture of a program that gets into computers through the Internet, as you mentioned, if they can, but through these other means, using radio waves, if there's no other choice. Now, that's a slower, more risky, more difficult way to get into computer systems, but in the end, the computer systems the NSA tends to care about the most are the ones that people go to the trouble of disconnecting from the rest of the world.
Right. And the overall, you spoke to an official months ago, quote him again, him or her again, saying, comparing this kind of protective surveillance, if you will, to submarines. They see this as the modern-day submarine.
Right. You know, think of what happened in the old days of tracking submarines. You tried to go track the submarine without it being evident that you were doing the tracking, because otherwise they'd see you as well. And so that's an old set of technologies, ways that you could do that without revealing your location. Well, there's a lot of similarity to that in cyber espionage, where the effort by the NSA is to put an implant, a tracking piece of software, onto an adversary's computer without the adversary recognizing that it's there. And, you know, it's happened to many non-governments as well. You may recall there was a Chinese attack on the New York Times' computer systems about a year and a half ago, and that involved a very similar technology of implants. Didn't involve the radio frequencies, but of implants. And so it can take a while to determine that, in fact, your computer has been infected.
Yeah. Well, it'd be interesting to see if the president refers to this latest revelation on Friday. David Sanger of the New York Times, thanks so much.
Thank you, Rob.